Bubbles from underwater, signs of life in the housing industry, or just the big ship rolling over? 26 billion lessons learned from the housing crash. Is it enough? On this Friday, February 10th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
The mortgage settlement. Is it a settlement or just go-away money? We're going to talk about that. We're going to have a look at new rules for women in harm's way in the military. And a giant among NBA giants, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, joins us later this hour. And we're also going to be talking about childhood obesity. And Atlanta Children's Hospital is tackling the issue with a provocative ad campaign. John posted this to our Facebook page. As someone who has had weight issues all his life, it wasn't until I embraced that responsibility that I was able to make the lifestyle changes necessary to lose 70-plus pounds and get right. While the truth sometimes hurts, it always helps. That's what these ads deliver. Tell us what you think. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thetakeaway. Let's go to the morning's headlines.
Greece made the cuts, but European ministers say those cuts don't go far enough. A German member of the European Parliament, Elmar Brok, told our partner the BBC that other EU countries want Greece to prove it will live up to its commitments.
It's needed that there's a certain credibility that the implementation of the programs is done. So citizens in the Netherlands, in Finland, in Luxembourg, in other such countries must see that at the end of the day these programs will work.
The EU gave Greece until the middle of next week to find another $430 million in savings and then shepherd them through a divided parliament and get written guarantees that they'll be implemented even after national elections in April.
At least two dozen people are dead and 175 wounded in the Syrian city of Aleppo as explosions struck outside security forces' compounds. Earlier, we spoke to the BBC's Jim Muir about today's attacks.
Activists are insisting the regime is behind these blasts, trying to basically discredit the uprising. And that accusation has already been voiced after the explosions in Aleppo, which, of course, the government is blaming on what it calls terrorists.
Opposition leaders are calling for nationwide protests to denounce Russia's veto of a UN Security Council resolution, calling on Bashar al-Assad's government to stop the Syrian crackdown on opponents.
A leading Jewish organization is demanding the White House and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta launch a new investigation into a photo showing Marine snipers in Afghanistan posing with a logo resembling the Nazi SS. The Simon Wiesenthal Center says it's unlikely it was an innocent mistake, as the troops said it was. They maintain the white lightning bolts were a nod to sniper scouts, and the Marine Corps has said it does not plan any disciplinary action against those involved. Three of the four Republican presidential contenders will be speaking separately at the Conservative Political Action Conference today in Washington. Rick Santorum comes into the gathering with his three wins in Tuesday's contests. Mitt Romney playing catch-up, new questions about his ability to inspire conservatives. And Santorum's victory is also posing problems for Newt Gingrich and his claim that he's the alternative to Romney. Texas Congressman Ron Paul is not attending CPAC. His libertarian leanings put him at odds with some mainstream conservatives.
And politicians, of course, need to lure us all the time. And among the bait that they use, music.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
Yeah, this is my town.
Yeah, that'll work. Campaign playlists. We're getting a look this morning at President Obama's reelection playlist. 29 songs geared to appeal to a variety of voters. Among the selections,
hey, you're talking
Springsteen's
about it, aren't you?
We Take Care of Our Own, Arcade Fire's We Used to Wait. There's the James Taylor tune, Your Smiling Face for Boomers. And, of course, some R&B, Al Green's Let's Stay Together. So what do you think? Playlist,
no rap.
Is that going to work? Is that going to save us? Let's check the markets. European markets down. Asian markets mixed. Futures for Wall Street are down. Dow gets underway at 12,890. The S&P opens at 1,352. The NASDAQ at 2,927. A little later this hour, as we mentioned, we're going to be talking about childhood obesity. It's a problem for America. The Children's Hospital in Atlanta has launched a poster campaign to raise awareness. What do you think of the ads? What do you think? Tell us a story of obesity in your life. Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We begin with a housing market settlement, though.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.